Question: which of these words is not really a word? All right, loaned, complected? Answer: none of those. Questions such as this, along with ones about good leads for the web, use of various media for beginners, free software and applications for online news reporting and blogging, and online writing were answered during the first SkillSwap conference held last Saturday at the Walter J. Lemke Department of Journalism at the University of Arkansas. The conference was sponsored by the Department of Journalism and the Northwest Arkansas and University chapters of the Society of Professional Journalists. Catherine Schultz, a journalism instructor at the U of A, says the workshop is organized for professionals from media and other fields who often find themselves unprepared for skills traditionally not a part of their job requirements.
We started the Skill Swap when we found out that there were journalists on the print side who were now having to learn to do audio and video to put on their web, as well as people on the broadcast side who are now having to write stories in print form to put on their website. So our original intention was to serve journalists. However, we found that who really showed up for the workshop are not necessarily traditional journalists, although we have a few, but mostly just people who are interested in communicating online.
Catherine, also known as Militant Grammarian on Ozarks at Large, led a session called Grammar You Thought You Knew But Didn't. She says the challenging task of preparing journalism students for a future in media is daunting.
What really we have to give to students is the same old basics. If you know what a good story is, if you know how to tell a good story, if you know how to draw a reader into your story or a listener into your story, then those are the things that we know that we can impart to them. The technological part, to be honest, a lot of them come knowing that, and they teach us. But we do have classes that train students in audio and photography and video, the things that they'll need. We also bring in guest speakers who talk about social media and other kinds of technology that people are going to need in the future. But as for the future of journalism, who knows?
Catherine says it is important to focus on the quality of journalism rather than on the nature of the medium. The lack of former has resulted in the ambiguity between real journalism and opinions.
It's so important for us to make that shift in our minds because for the last 20 years at least, journalism, the word journalism, has gotten so muddled. People don't know what journalism is. They say Entertainment Tonight, that's journalism. No, that's entertainment. And we need to hold that line on trying to educate people the difference between a talking head on Fox News or CNN or wherever. Those are opinions. And that's not what we're in the workforce to do. We are there to do the best we can to report accurately and all sides of the story. I'm not saying all journalists are objective, but to strive for objectivity is important.
Christopher Spencer, writer and publisher of OzarksUnbound.com and a contributor to Ozarks at Large, introduced the workshop participants to free software and applications that can be used to set up online blogs and news websites. He thinks the distinction between a news journalist and a news blogger may be somewhat artificial in current times.
I think that a journalist now, a particularly young journalist coming up, needs to have the basic HTML skills, which means you need to know how to put a link, you know, in a word that you've written online. And also, I think we're starting to see more individual reporter as brand. And why I say that, when you think about your career, it's going to be less about your affiliation with a particular media company and more about your career on the whole, becoming more and more developed, establishing maybe even your own audience. And things like a Facebook and Twitter, social media, allow you to start to cultivate your own audience. And you would be then bringing that to the game whenever you go to a newspaper.
Participants of the workshop included journalists and individuals who wish to communicate effectively online. Camilla Meadows, Director of Communications for the University's College of Engineering, thinks SkillSwap is an opportunity to stay updated on the latest means of online communication. She also learned something unexpected.
Okay, well, I learned in the grammar section that you can't say, hopefully it won't snow. That blew me away. I thought I knew all about grammar, and I didn't know that.
Along with Catherine Schultz and Christopher Spencer, the Saturday workshop's speakers included Marcy Manley, a local TV news reporter, Robin Starling Ledbetter, an instructor, and Brett Schulte, an assistant professor in the journalism department. The list also included SkillSwap's featured speaker Chad Lorenz, homepage editor of one of the first online magazines, Slate.com. Chad, a first-time visitor to Northwest Arkansas, lend an insight into the job of Slate.com's homepage editor.
I'm responsible for the headlines and the images that we put on the homepage to promote all of our content. And it's something where we're trying to increase the pace of that to be of more at an internet speed. So it involves making decisions about what articles should get the biggest play and which ones should get smaller play, or which ones should, you know, don't need to get promotion at all. So that's a big part of my job. And I also do some copy editing. I adjudicate factual errors and make decisions about whether we need to run corrections on stories. Those are sort of other aspects of my job that are not related to the homepage.
According to Chad, Slate was one of the original online magazines started in 1996 by Microsoft. Another major contribution from Slate was the collection of the front pages of the nation's newspapers. On the job, Chad abides by three principles learned in journalism school. The first is to check everything and assume nothing. The second is to write in a way that resonates with the reader. And the third, stick to the deadline. From a journalist's perspective, he admires many fellow journalists and writers at Slate.
Jack Schaefer's writing, I'm interested in the media anyway because I'm a member of it, so Jack Schaefer's writing on the media is, of course, always fascinating to me. John Dickerson writes about politics in a way that I think is so fresh and refreshing, and so the opposite of hysterical commentary that goes on a lot of other political websites and on television. Will Salatan can lay out an argument with the sharpness of a razor blade. He just makes things so crystal clear and clearly defines the sides of a battle. So those are three that come to mind. Tim Noah is relentless in pursuing journalistic topics, whatever it is, and is able to write about almost any topic that's in the news and has an opinion about any topic in the news. So those are a few of my favorites, but you know, everybody at Slate does a hell of a job, and I could read an article by any of them.
SkillSwap's featured speaker Chad Lorenz discussed online writing for a widely read web publication and issues such as ombudsmanship and transparency. Since SkillSwap focused on introducing and training veteran journalists and beginners in audio and video production and online writing, a question comes to mind. Is the focus on backpack journalism or multitasking affecting the quality of work? Brett Schulte, assistant professor in the Department of Journalism, has the answer.
Well, I think that there's no doubt that when you have more to do and there are more distractions, then the quality of work is going to suffer. And I can say that this upcoming generation of reporters has an incredible work ethic, and that everyone should be holding up their heads proudly with what they accomplish, with all the tools they have to use and with all the demands set upon them. There was a day decades ago, or even a decade ago, where reporters had some pretty cushy jobs, and those days are gone. Yes, I think that work can suffer, but I also think that reporters are an incredibly resilient and energetic and talented bunch. It is not for the weak of will or faint of heart, and reporters do a wonderful job of getting out a lot of stories very quickly and with a great deal of accuracy.
The first Skills Swap conference was sponsored by the University of Arkansas's Walter J. Lemke Department of Journalism and the Northwest Arkansas and University chapters of the Society of Professional Journalists. More information on the society is available on nwaspj.com. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mutholkar.